The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Let's do the wrap of COVID figures around the nation.
What's happening? So, Sydney, two more people have died from COVID as their outbreak worsened. So, a 38-year-old Brazilian national had no pre-existing conditions. So, lost her fight to the disease. And a woman in her 70s is the second victim. So, really, the situation there is dire. There have been some figures and talk that they could be in lockdown till mid-September. I mean, the way things are going, you wouldn't be surprised if it has to be longer than that, to be honest, I would have thought. I mean, I'm not factoring in being able to go there till Christmas time, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it's pretty hectic over there at the moment, and just still such a huge number of people who've been infectious in the community.
And look at the protests. Yeah. Imagine if someone with COVID who was a super spreader was at those protests.
Yeah,
and then they all go back to the suburbs of Sydney. I mean, this is just a disaster waiting to happen. And I mean, I know Gladys Berejiklian saying, you know, if we had a crystal ball, of course, but we don't know the alternative to this. But I feel like they kind of did know the alternative to this, because states like WA that have been very quick to crush and kill the virus have done it in a way where you do a 3 or 4 day lockdown and it's done. They could have done that and avoided this long lockdown.
Which is what
lockdown.
Victoria has done.
Well, they changed the way they operate, didn't they? When we look at their 100 plus day lockdown of last year versus what they've done this time around, which was essentially the WA approach, and it's working.
Yep.
So I think in Victoria, there are 11 community cases in the past 24 hours. What we're seeing is often these are all in isolation.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, the 11 that they announced today were all in isolation, which is such a massive difference in terms of the future trajectory of the outbreak. And so now, you know, Dan Andrews is talking seriously about when the lockdown can be eased, probably sooner rather than later, because they know everybody who's tested positive, they know where they've been, who they've had contact with. It gives them confidence that they're on top of the spread.
And the same situation in South Australia, they had three, all of them in isolation as well.
Yeah.
They're a very different situation. And I imagine they're going to have to just keep their border, they are going to have to keep their border closed to New South Wales until the situation gets under control. Because the reality is, in regular life, people travel between New South Wales and Victoria
All the time.
As if we're travelling on the train from Perth to Mandurah.
Yep. And same with Queensland. Queensland's on alert after someone from New South Wales snuck across the border. So it's the issue in New South Wales doesn't just affect New South Wales, it affects Victoria, affects Queensland.
And we're so lucky. We're so isolated.
Yeah, that's exactly.
In this situation.
It's
finally, there's a benefit. Also, we're totally in the right time zone for the Olympics, which is another benefit of being in Perth, isn't
Everything's coming up Western Australia.